Well, guess what?
What?
We don't have any speaker tonight. We just have the talker, Millie. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, and I'm a Bible thumper. Did you know that? I wholeheartedly believe in this Bible, and my goodness, the only reason anybody could ever kick it is because they don't read it for themselves, and they go out there and listen to what somebody else says. If you read it yourself, starting with the time of Jesus Christ on, you will love it. I am amazed that all those years ago, they didn't have computers, I don't think. They came up and wrote this. It's tremendous. Nobody could have done a better job, even if they had been in this generation, that with all the tools that we have. It's a tremendous book. And right about this time, only a short time ago, really, in the eons of time, a gentleman came to this earth plane to show us the way, the truth, and the light, to help us understand that all we need to do is be happy, live thankful, live loving, give out joy, not condemn each other, try to be a good example of love and light. And that's what this Bible is. That's what this Bible is about. I'm sorry if you don't read it yourself, somebody might tell you it's here to thump you over the head and tell you how sinful you are. No, we're God's kids. We're not perfect, and it also lets us know that. But this Bible's not a condemning book. This Bible is tremendous. And it does is ask us to keep trying to get to be more and more at peace. And when I think I might want to read a little bit, one of my wise things to do is put on my glasses. Why would that be? Do they do that in Brazil too? They do? Yes, that's right. So Jesus Christ, his words are so great. I have given you an example to follow. Do as I have done to you. He came as an example. Guess what? You did too. Only we're not as evolved as he was, I guess. But we all came down here to be examples of love. And it says, it asks us to show as much compassion as your father does. Never criticize or condemn, or it'll all come back on you. Oh, absolutely. Give a nasty thought out, and I see how quick it comes back to you. And all you need to do is be aware and be alert. Otherwise, you feel like you're picked on. Nasty thought that might come back to you when you're 65 years old, you might have gave out when you were 22. It will be back, no matter what you give out, will be back, heaped up and running over. But it's in your hands. Your life is in your hands. Would you like it to be in somebody else's? Think about it. Well, so go easy on others, and they'll do the same for you. For if you give, you'll get. Your gift will return to you in full and overflowing measure, pressed down, shaken together to make room for more, and running over. So whatever measure you use to give, large or small, will be used to measure what's coming back to you. Read the Bible. Your life is in your hands. In your hands. And he also says that I have given you an example to follow. He didn't come down as a know-it-all. He just come down and did his very best to be an example. And people followed his life long enough, because he didn't live to be very old, from beginning to end, when he got on there, and his final thing to teach us was that life's everlasting. So we saw him die on the cross and all the blood drip out of him. And then he showed us he was still alive. Can we learn something from that? Think about it. He says that he's an example for us. And he says, and remember, I'm not making up the answers to your questions. It's the answer given by the Father who sent me. He doesn't claim that he's the top dog. He just claims that he was sent in here by his Father I'm telling you these things now while I'm still with you. But when the Father sends the Comforter instead of me, and by the Comforter I mean the Holy Spirit, he will teach you much as well as remind you of everything myself that I have told you. Now, again, we keep him on such a high pedestal, or kick him under. There seems to be no middle road here. And he's either so high that we think we could never be like him, even though he says we could, or we kick him so low that we do not see him worth even reading about. But he says, I have so much more than I want to tell you, but you can't understand it now. And when the Holy Spirit, who is truth, comes, he'll guide you into all truth. For he'll not be presenting his own ideas, repassing on to you what he's heard. Now that right there, that is pretty soul-filling, isn't it? We're being talked to today. Right, today. Because we are connected to God. God is love. I've read that many times in this Bible because I want everybody to know what God is. Read the Bible and you'll find God is love. As I look out and I see this love in your faces, it's God in action. Look at that mom and baby over there. It's love energy. Now, most of you know that I do my best to get myself out of the way and let the angels talk through my hand. So I'd like to read you one of the things that they told me about Jesus Christ. You ready? Remember, only accept what feels right to you, because I guarantee you no one is any closer to God than you are, because you're bubbles of God. You all have love in you, otherwise your body wouldn't be holding together. And when that love leaves, your body goes back to dirt. Because you're not your body. You are in your body. You were with me? First, look at the reason that a soul like Jesus would come to the earth. If he's so evolved, why would he come down here? If God's law is law of attraction, why would Jesus Christ come down here? He must be far more evolved than we are. Huh? Or is he? Well, he came down to earth to show us the way, the truth, and the light. To be an example. I just read that from the Bible. He came to be an example. So highly evolved soul would not have drawn through likeness, yet the draw through likeness is a law of the creators. And that, you see, if you study nature at all, you see them all hanging together. You know, the fish in the school and the wolves in a pack. Look around at your friends. They're pretty much like you, otherwise they wouldn't have drawn to you. Think about it. The people of that day had a knowing that he had broken a law and thought that it was man's law. And so they hunted him down like he was a criminal. He didn't have a very easy life, did he? They hear the astrologers say king. So they were directed to the line of thinking that he wanted the king's throne. So the king didn't look too favorably upon that, did he? The king felt threatened and sent his men to get him. Now, most all people get knowings and then begin to look for reasons. And sometimes the reasons seem throw them off into the wrong direction. You'll get a feeling. I just don't feel like I should go that way today. I don't feel that I should do that. Then you look for reasons, and so you have to come up with a reason. You don't necessarily have to come up with a reason, but inside we're wanting reasons, don't we? Most people get knowings and then begin to look for the reasons, and sometimes the reasons send them off in the wrong direction. The knowings should have given them the alertness to watch more closely to his teachings, as his reason to come to earth was to represent God as a creator of all good and to teach that God is love. That is what Jesus Christ taught. God is love. So why do we have a mystery as to what God is? There's an awful lot of people, I think, what God? I mean, what is this thing called God? Have you ever heard it? Of course, not you, but have you heard other people wonder what God is? Well, I didn't see many head shakes on that. Maybe it's just me that hears it. But the people on earth at that time, they were fearful. They were fearful. He tried to teach that the only thing that the soul has to fear is that the mind of the earth-class person block the soul's progress with negative thinking. That negative thinking can block your progress on the road to eternity, thus making the pathway longer and more bumpy as it progresses to the destination of perfect peace. Now, it doesn't say that you won't still reach that final point of heaven, but it just takes a little longer. We reach that heavenly state. Negative thinking blocks that. Now, he came to teach us that love heals. Love heals. When Lowry's sitting over there like this, he loves to get up there and work with that healing energy. That's love through Larry. And I've watched Larry a lot of years. And I got to tell you, his life's not been an easy one. But he wants to make everybody else's life easy. And that great desire to do that is making him a tremendous person to work with healing. Now, Jesus taught that the touch in a loving manner adds to the power of the individual soul, and thus healing can be. So that's what we're working. So healing is the greatest of the gifts, not mediumship, nothing other than healing. Healing is the greatest of the gifts. You find a doctor that's a healer, well, you've got something, or a nurse that's a healer, you've got something there. Now, mom to baby, that's love energy that you're putting in there is helping that baby grow in its area of need. Or daddy, as the case may be. So little babies have to have a lot of holding. Your little babies had a lot of love given. I saw that on Sunday with you, honey. I'm sorry, I don't know anybody's name, but I love you anyway. But that little baby is so sure that she is fine. The whole world loves her, and she's happy. That comes from loving parents. For heaven's sakes, everybody, love where you can. Love where you can. Jesus was a healer. He taught that we should stand up for what we believe, and at that time only should the tool of anger be used. You don't use a tool of anger to show yourself strong, tough, well. He taught that we should stand up for what we believe in, and at that time only should the tool of anger be used. If somebody's out there and they're hurting somebody, you should not kill, but I'll tell you what, if somebody is being tortured that I love, I'd kill them if I could. And God knows that. I'd be lying if I'd say I wasn't, and God would know that. And yet we're not supposed to kill. So please, God, don't let me have to ever face that. Answer that for yourself, everybody. Each and every person, answer it for yourself. Anger was given as a tool to help us increase our strength when it would be necessary to stand up for someone or something that's weaker, not to show how powerful you are. That making any sense? He cleared the temple of the money changers and spoke up when truth was endangered. Jesus Christ didn't sit back all mealy-mouthed. Oh, I'm spiritual. I can't do that. I'm spiritual. Oh, no. He got in there and he threw those tables around. And he's clearing out that temple because they were not being spiritual in the temple of God. He cleared the temple of the money changers and spoke up when truth was endangered. Anger is a tool to be used but not to lose. But I lost my temper. I can't help it. Weak. You weak little thing, you lost your temper. Whatever you lose your temper, I'm certainly stronger than you. They made you lose your temper. I hope that never comes through your thought patterns, and I hope you never think that way. Anger is to be used to make your body pump, to cause your body to be just a little stronger so that you leap higher, run faster, or whatever the case may be, but not to lose. If you have to tell somebody they made you lose your temper, you've just complimented them. They're stronger than you are. Think about it. Think about it. It is to be used for strength, but not to be lost through weakness to control yourself. Jesus used prayer when he felt weakened. He prayed to his Father when he felt weaker. When he felt something needed to be done and he couldn't handle it. Again, him being an example for us. He showed by example that many knew him, but only a few really spent the time necessary to walk with him, and then only walked so far. They ran, didn't they, when he was hanging on that cross those final days? His very best friends? But see, they were supposed to do that so that they could carry on the work that they were supposed to carry on for him. When the time of his final trial and when he needed the most, they gave in to the physical pull of sleep and left him only to be comforted by his Father. They all fell asleep while he's on his final moments. That's okay. That was just fine. But angels free of the body representing pure love will never leave you. Thus he felt the peace that stayed with him to the end. You didn't hear him moaning and groaning when he was on that cross. They'd have had it in there, wouldn't they? It'd have been in that Bible, all right. No, there was no moaning, no groaning. He just slipped away. Angels free of the body representing pure love will never leave you. Thus he felt the peace that stayed with him to the end. Now remember, he's being an example. An example for all of us. Now he taught that parents should be given honor and thought as to their care by asking John to care for his mother. He looks over on his final days and he sees Mary out there and he says, John, she's your mother now. Mary, Mom, he's your son now. You don't have to give birth to mother or father. Some of the best mothers and fathers on this earth lane never carried a baby, never dropped the seeds to start a child. He taught that parents should be given honor and thought of as to their care by asking John to care for his mother and a son for Mary to look upon as her son. Now, these were his final words before teaching us that when we get evolved enough, we will be able to step free from the body and live in that body of light. He showed us that, didn't he? He taught us to give. Not only by the example that the astrologers gave to him in gifts of material. Mary, you're choking, honey. And not only by the example that the astrologers gave to him in gifts of material to represent their respect, but he gave of his learnings and said that as we give, we will receive either in earth life or life of light. But we will receive what we have given. We will receive what we have given. Go through your day today. What did you give today? What did you give today?
I gave flowers.
So think about it because it's there. It will be back to you. Now, this is whether you're in or out of the physical flesh. Jesus is still receiving today as the love thoughts are sent to him, not only in the season of his birth, but throughout the years before and the years ahead. He taught communication between the world of flesh and the world of light. Sometimes with knowings and sometimes with words, pictures, dreams, feelings, and endless tools of many descriptions. But he also taught that the reasons that are used to work with the knowings are very important. We're not down here just on vacation, you know. We're down here to grow, and the only way you can grow is help someone else. Knowings are very important. The reason must never be colored with the crayon of greed, power, or any reason other than to represent love in the name of God. Listen to the wee small voice of the Holy Spirit, and negative cannot exist where the light of love remains. Cannot exist where the light of love remains. Love is the answer. Love is the only healing energy there is love. Now, Jesus Christ was thought of as the Messiah, right? We have been noticing that some of you are wondering the correct answer to the question of, has the Messiah been on earth or is it coming in the future? Well, as we see it to be, you are all right. He was here and coming again. How can that be? Jesus Christ come back on the earth? Well, just Jesus Christ came as a messenger of light, truth and light to bring peace and goodwill. But so did you. We get down here, we think we came to get, we came to give, we came to be examples of love and light. And you're the only ones going to judge you, so keep looking at yourself. How are you doing? How are you doing? Yes, Jesus Christ came as a messenger of truth and light to bring peace and goodwill, but so did you. Remember, you're all from the same Father. Jesus Christ taught us that we all have the same Father, that he's our brother. Now, you are on earth now, so the messenger is here now. There are more souls waiting for the opportunity to walk on earth and carry the message of peace and goodwill, so the Messiah is still coming. So the only problem is that when you came to the body of flesh, you forgot you were to give out, act out, and be an example of truth and light. We try to get your attention, but we in so many cases fail. And your walk is completed without being able to carry out your mission. Messiah. Mission. Messiah. Surely the sound is similar. Few people know the true meaning of the word Messiah, and yet each person comes to think they have the meaning. Great learned people find themselves discussing the question of, was Jesus the Messiah? From the old days until the time of now, they're discussing it. And yes, you are the children of your Father God, and you each came to enlighten and brighten the room called Earth. Some of you find the need to say Mother, Father, God. Keep remembering, God is not male or female. God is love energy and the only real part of existence and lives in everyone. There are some people that have tried to correct me, saying, when you talk about God, you've got to say Mother, Father, both. So if you intend to mention God, the house God lives in, whether mother or father, then you would need to mention every animal, bird, fish, or flower, and every strand of life energy. Terminology can be quite a heavy block to truth, but it's necessary, so we must all do the best we can, and as we grow, we begin to learn the mumbling, leave the mumbling of the baby to the more advanced speech of the adult. All are growing and all so magnificent. We who talk to Millie are mumbling in comparison to our advanced teachers, but we too are growing. So let's grow together. Now, God tried so hard to take the mystery out so that we just don't sit and wonder about things. And as we each become ready, God gives us more. Now, only accept out of that what feels right to you. If it feels right, accept it. If it doesn't feel right, don't accept it. You're the one that's in charge of you. Just take a look at yourself and ask if you've been a good example today. Just today.